This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 3rd of June. A Doughty unbroken 7 wicket stand of 17, 23 overs between Ben Brown and Chris Jordan helped Sussex earn a draw on the final day of their championship match against Nottinghamshire at Hove. Sussex has slipped to 153 for 6 courtesy of 3 wickets from Ashmore Shazad, but Brown and Jordan batted for the majority of the evening session, the former ending on 51 not out and the latter on 28. And Worcestershire kept their Yorkshire Bank 40 semi-final hopes alive with a 44-run win over the Netherlands in Rotterdam. Darrell Mitchell and Alexei Kovacy both fell just shy of three figures as the pairs posted 293 for 4 from their 40 overs. Mitchell made 92 off 95 balls, with Kovacy hitting 81 off only 68 against his former team. Ben Cox then added late impetus with three sixes, doing an unbeaten 16 ball, 34. The home side then made a promising start to their run chase and reached 176 for 2 after 26 overs. Wesley Baresi and Tom Cooper both passed 50 and hit 92 in good time for the third wicket. However, following Baresi's departure for 65, the remaining batsmen couldn't keep up with the required run rate and they were all out for 249. Chris Russell did the bulk of the damage and finished with 4 for 32. Durham One Day captain Dale Benkenstein decided to delay an operation on his shoulder until the end of the season. He should be back playing for the county in the near future. It was originally feared that he would miss the majority of the remainder of the season for sustaining a torn rotator cuff while fielding during a championship game last month. Neil McKenzie is set to make his 2013 Hampshire debut in Wednesday's county championship match against Kent. The 37-year-old has been enjoying a well-earned break since the domestic season his native South Africa finished in April. And according to ESPN Cricket Info, talks are ongoing at the ECB about playing the first two rounds of county championship matches abroad in future seasons. Possible venues mooted include the UAE or Barbados. The idea is to allow the season to start at the end of March, but in better weather conditions, and to benefit from the resulting easing of fixture congestion during the season that the early start would bring.